President Bush met last night at the White House with NATO Secretary General Lord Robertson to assure him of American commitment to the alliance. Some Europeans were unhappy that the U.S. built a separate coalition to fight the war in Afghanistan. And as NATO's relevance is questioned, the alliance also faces changes in membership. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Standing alongside Lord Robertson, President Bush described NATO as a bulwark in the fight against terror. He praised Robertson as a visionary leader at a challenging time as NATO works out a new relationship with Russia and expands eastward.
NATO must develop new flexible capabilities to meet the threats of the 21st century. We must take on new members, securing freedom from the Baltic to the Black Sea.
All that by a NATO meeting in Prague this November. Last week, Romania's foreign minister, Mircea Joana, was in Washington making his case for what's being called Big Bang enlargement, seven new member states, including Bulgaria and Romania.
Traditionally, people were thinking of us as just stabilizing the Western Balkans. But now, with the developments after September 11th and also the engagement in Central Asia and the Caucasus, Romania and Bulgaria, and I would say that the southern dimension of enlargement today seems to be more attractive.
And those countries are playing this up, allowing U.S. forces to use their airspace and ports. Joana believes the Bush administration is ready to move full speed ahead with enlargement.
Does it mean it's a done deal? The Romania and Bulgaria have granted invitation for Prague? No way. And that's why we come with this blueprint with actions, because we still have some work to be done between now and Prague and after Prague to really become the kind of allies we want to become.
The Romanian foreign minister said he talked to Bush administration officials about a timetable for economic and political reforms needed to meet NATO requirements. Robert Hunter, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, warns there is a danger in pushing the pace of enlargement beyond what it can stand. And he says it's not clear whether Romania and Bulgaria have moved out of the category of economic backwater.
I don't see the logic of connecting September 11 to any particular size of NATO enlargement. It is true that countries that do come into NATO are more likely to be supportive, at least while they're trying to get in, of what the United States is trying to do.
Hunter says more important than enlargement is what NATO will become. The United States, he argues, chose to bypass NATO for its campaign in Afghanistan, partly because of the growing gap between U.S. and European military might. And Hunter says many Europeans are worried that the United States may just walk away.
One of the problems, I think, is to make sure that as NATO expands, it is still a serious military alliance. It's not just a club to bring people in to say, oh, come on, let's just have Charlie in. He didn't make it last time. You have to make sure that NATO is just as strong or stronger in the future. And part of that has to do with whether the United States will continue to take NATO seriously as a major military and political instrument. And that's in doubt right now.
Even the Greek defense minister, who was in Washington this week, admits the transatlantic military alliance is facing an identity crisis. He says much will depend on what role NATO can play in the broader fight against terrorism and to what extent the United States chooses to go it alone. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.